Good morning, and thanks for tuning into Coffee at KYUK. Our news team was busy this weekend covering the Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race. The race was 266 miles around and looped up through Tillooksack several times. The race was stacked with locals, and they performed well. Four out of the five top finishers were from the region this year, and we'll be replaying our finish line interviews with them this morning. First up is a K300 veteran and this year's champion, Richie Deal from Aniak. Richie came in first in a record-breaking 36 hours and 8 minutes. He's run the race 13 times, but this is his first win. Richie's also hot off a Bogus Creek win. That sled dog race is half the distance and ran a similar course just 2 weeks ago. He says he thinks running that race first helped him out in his K300 win this year. Here's KYUK News Director Anna Rose MacArthur out at the finish line with Deal.
Congratulations, Richie Deal. You won the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race. How are you feeling on Valentine's Day?
I didn't even know it was Valentine's Day. But yeah, I know it's pretty incredible. This team is awesome.
You won the Bogus Creek 150 just 2 weeks ago, and now you're winning the Kuskokwim 300. You've taken the highest until today, third in this race. How did you pull out a win?
There's a lot of things that came together. I think the Bogus opened my eyes on what this team was capable of doing, and I've kind of been a little hesitant in the past of, you know, going a little harder from the start, and after doing the Bogus, I knew this was a team that could potentially win, and so I went out racing from the get-go, and they from start to here, they went hard, and they did awesome.
It was incredible to watch with the Bogus. You were consistently going faster than the competition. It seemed like always at least a mile faster than everyone else. And then this race, too, looking at that tractor, going at times, one person calculated, it seemed like always 10% faster than everybody else. What gave your team that energy? How were you training them or coaxing them along to do that?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a combination of things, you know. The type of breed, and you know, the feeding program and training. There's a lot of things that go into it, but I mean, I think one of the biggest things is the breed of the dog, and they're incredible. They're the most fun. The way they recover from, you know, a run, do a short rest, and go back out and do another long run, and they do it, you know, having fun. In this team, there's 10 direct siblings, and there's five of them are four. I did the same breeding twice. And when they were puppies, my good friend Eddie Holt, he named them the Spring Breakers because every day was like a party for them. And that explains a lot because that's how they were this whole race. It was just out there having a good old time, and it's an incredible team to watch.
Well, it's been a fun race to watch, a fun sibling party out there, it sounds like. You won the Bogus 150, now you've won the Kuskokwim 300. You're signed up for the Iditarod. Do you think you can pull out a win for that too?
I'm not even thinking about that right now. I'm going to enjoy this. This is a race I grew up on, and I love it. It's the biggest accomplishment in my mushing career right now, so I'm not going to think about Iditarod for a couple of days.
All the tests going, Mike is doing so well in this race. When there's four out of the top five, it looks like you're going to finish in the top five.
It's really cool. I mean, maybe it says something about doing the Bogus 2 weeks before a Cusco. I mean, we got more local guys to do the Cusco. There was a bigger field in the Bogus, and they did well. Yeah, I think it's kind of a statement. I think it's really, really cool to see.
And not only did you get to see how your team was going and you realized, wow, this team can really book it, go really fast, you also just got to go on the trail. How do you think that helped you with running this race?
It definitely helped. I think more than anything, it helped the dogs, you know, knowing where they were and stuff. But I have a pretty good idea of where we are just running out here, you know, over the years. So.
Your team, Rich, and, it's really remarkable to watch that outbound time and inbound time being really close. I mean, the consistency of the speed of this team is amazing. Talk about that and how they just seem to look like they're ready to go still.
I don't know. I can't really explain it. You know, I do what I do in training, and like I said, they're pretty incredible dog. They bounce off the straw every time, and they get right into a rhythm immediately. There's no warming up. It's just boom, and it's amazing to see. It's really fun to ride.
I have to ask, how is it beating your good friend and five-time winner Pete Kaiser?
Well, I mean, it's pretty cool because he's dominating the Cusco right now, and we want to race the best. He's the best, and he's my best friend, and, you know, but to beat him, it makes me feel better that I am racing the best right now, and he was in it, and he even told me, he said it was one of his best Cuscos, so...
That was champion Richie Deal. Next, we'll hear from the second-place finisher, Bethel's own Pete Kaiser. As you may have caught, Richie Deal and Kaiser are best friends. They've both been running this race for 13 years, and Kaiser has won the race 5 prior times. Kaiser finished the race yesterday happy with his second-place finish and happy for his best friend. Kaiser's dogs also finished the race happy, and he finished without dropping any of them, the only musher to do so. Here's Pete Kaiser talking to KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur and Kaiser Racing Kennel's John Wallace.
The result of finishing with 12 dogs here today was from that race, being able to really have a much better idea of which dogs I should take on this race. And I kind of had an idea before the race, without really saying anything, that I thought this team was maybe the most likely team I've ever driven that could possibly finish with all the dogs. I didn't want to jinx it by saying anything, but and it played out. So, it worked out good.
John, do you have questions?
I just I looked at the consistency between you and Richie. The times are really steady. Is that a training thing or a breed thing?
I don't know. You know, our dogs are very closely related in genetics. He's kind of got his own thing going in his yard, and I've got my own thing going. But they go back to the same dog. So his dogs are, you know, cousins and half-siblings of a lot of my dogs. And I think we share a lot of the same training philosophies and kind of the same ideas. You know, obviously he has things he does differently, and I have things I do differently. But in the whole scheme of things, I think we train very similarly. We talk a lot, too. You know, we bounce ideas back and forth off each other. So, you know, maybe what's working for me one year he adopts, and what's working for him one year I adopt, and we kind of just, you know, try to become better mushers by sharing information. I mean, obviously I'm here to win, but, you know, if I can't do it, he's at the top of the list of people I want to see win the race. And, it's awesome. I mean, it's almost as exciting as me winning myself, and I'm sure for the fans it's much more exciting than seeing me win again. So I'm thrilled for him, and I'm totally pleased with my race. And yeah, it was a great weekend. I'm glad the community and the race organization was able to pull this off in a safe manner. I think we demonstrated that we did this very safely, and we were able to provide a real uplifting thing in the middle of winter here for the community and the villages up and down the river, and something to get excited about and watch. So I'm proud of that.
That four of the top five are going to be Cusco mushers. That's also something you got to be really proud of, I think.
Yeah, there's so many cool, you know, highlights to this race, and that's definitely one of them. I mean, it's super impressive performances by Isaac and Father Alexander, and you know, even Jessica, who doesn't live here anymore, but she's a Cusco musher. She's born and raised here. It's awesome. I think that's kind of the idea behind what Myron had envisioned the whole time, was, you know, to keep more mushers from around here running and learning how to get better and better and race with the guys from all over the state that are the top. So, yeah, this it was a great turnout of local talent, and then they showed up big time and performed and exceeded, you know, a lot of people's expectations. So super proud of them. Yeah.
Congratulations, Pete.
That was second place finisher Pete Kaiser's finish line interview from this weekend's K300. Nick Petit out of Girdwood came in third, but this morning we're focused on locals, so we'll skip ahead to an interview with fourth place finisher Father Alexander Larson of Nebuskiak. Father Alexander Larson is a lifetime veteran of the sport, but a rookie to 300-mile races. This was his first K300, though friends and family have been encouraging him to try it for a long time. Here's Anna Rose MacArthur and Father Alexander Larson.
Congratulations on your fourth place finish.
Thank you.
This is your first time running a 300-mile race. How was it?
It was good. I had fun. But when I was with those guys, I tell them I didn't know how hard it was becoming sleepy and all that. Mm-hmm. Towards the end, I was getting hearing things.
You finished this race with seven dogs, and you did the whole second part up until the final Tulixet checkpoint with eight dogs and still finishing fourth place and just having all this dog power in your dog team. They seem like they must be pretty strong to be able to pull this off.
You got to know to have less dogs to do sprint. Because I used to race sprint races over the years, and I won all the local races from Tulixac all the way to Lunapichuk. I even went to Nustuya, and I won that their race over there.
And how did running the bogus 150 just 2 weeks ago prepare you for this 300-mile race?
A lot. In many ways, it gave me miles with the dogs, ideas of how to feed my dogs. I had plans to do the race years so I can get the idea of how they do the long runs and feeding and all that. They have different feedings and taking care of dogs and run the dogs. And yeah.
Will we see you out here for the K300 next year?
Oh, geez, I don't know. That's a good question.
And you are 59 years old. You're a veteran musher. You've been mushing for so many decades, and now to see four of the top five finishers of this race are all going to be from this region. After observing for so many decades, how was it for you seeing that the local mushers are now owning this race?
That's so wonderful to see, and to see the young guys being interested in more and more, because this mushing it's a healing for us when we have tough times. We go out, even stress release and all that. It helps your body. It makes you healthy in many ways, and keeps your mind straight off from doing stuff.
And would you like to say anything Yuktun to the listeners?
Yeah. Kuyanakfa kakum kunini tunilani. Chingu mustamni. Over the years, they've been wanting me to race this 300. Finally, I did and came in fourth.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was KYUK's finish line interview with fourth place finisher Father Alexander Larson of Nebuskiak. Lastly, we'll hear from fifth place finisher Isaac Underwood. Underwood, like Richie Deal, hails from Aniak. Like the other mushers we heard from today, Underwood also raced the Bogus Creek 150 2 weeks ago. Here's Isaac.
Congratulations on your fifth place finish.
Thank you.
You have run this race multiple times, but you finished the highest being 12th, and now you're finishing fifth. That's a huge leap up to make. How did you pull that off? How'd your team do?
This is an amazing group of dogs, and I finally got the leaders to work. The first three races, they were all over the trail, so those three races helped boost my position, especially the Bogus.
And you were out here 2 weeks ago running the Bogus 150 along with Father Alexander Larson, who just finished, then also Pete and Richie, who also finished this morning, and y'all all came out in such an outstanding position with this race. How did running that race affect this race?
I think it helped prepare and the local teams, more local teams. I think it's good for the local teams, and it really helped prepare for this one.
Speaking of the local teams really owning this race, you being one of those local teams, how is it seeing the local teams really taking over these finishes?
I think it's very exciting for the fans.
Anything else you'd like to share, Isaac?
This is an awesome team, and they can improve a lot.
You just heard interviews with four of the top five finishers of the K300 Sled Dog Race. It's been a fantastic K300 season, especially for fans of local mushers. Thank you for tuning into our race coverage this weekend and for checking out Coffee at KYUK this morning. I'm Olivia Eberts. We'll see you tomorrow.